next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump says he's been preparing all his life for the North Korea summit. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president said yesterday the summit's more about attitude. He said this morning,
I always believe in preparation, but I've been preparing all my life. You know, these one-week preparations, they don't work. Just ask Hillary what happened to her in the debate.
He also says he's considering more pardons, including one for
Muhammad Ali. I'm thinking about that very seriously. And some others. And some folks that have sentences that aren't there.
The president spoke on his way to Canada just before he left, before leaving the White House, that is, for the G7 summit with six other world leaders, some of whom he's been feuding with on trade.
Tariffs reportedly prompted an unpleasant phone exchange with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The U.S. president writing, Prime Minister Trudeau is being so indignant, bringing up the relationship the U.S. and Canada have had over many years and all sorts of other things. He doesn't bring up the fact that they charge us 300% on dairy hurting our farmers. French President Macron sent his own tweet saying the American president might not mind being isolated, but neither do we mind signing a six-country agreement if need be, because these six countries represent values, represent an economic market, which has the weight of history behind it, which is now a true international force.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Quebec City. The travel show host Anthony Bourdain is dead. Fox's Tanya J. Powers is in New York.
Chris, Anthony Bourdain was found unresponsive in his hotel room in France by a close friend. He was there working on an upcoming episode of his CNN series, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. CNN confirms his death by suicide. Bourdain was not only an iconic chef, but a best-selling author. He had also won two Emmy Awards for his cooking and travel shows, in addition to a host of other honors he earned over his lifetime. Anthony Bourdain was 61, Chris.
Tanya, thanks. Plans are being worked out in Washington for a parade celebrating the Capitals' first ever NHL Stanley Cup title. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS tractor dealer. LS tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And Trump heads north to Canada for the G7 summit. Some members of his cabinet head west.
This year's Western Conservative Summit in Denver will host speakers like Attorney General Jeff Sessions, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, NRA activists, and social media personalities Diamond and Silk in a two-day program that organizers say is designed to advance faith, family, and freedom for our future. Someone who won't be present this year, Samantha Bee, whose press credential request has reportedly been denied after the comedian sparked outrage over her vulgar language about first daughter Ivanka Trump. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A challenge to Arkansas's new restrictions on abortion pills is being heard by a federal judge in Little Rock this morning. The law says doctors who prescribe the pills must have a contract with a doctor with admitting privileges at a local hospital who agrees to treat any complications. Planned Parenthood is challenging it. Today is World Oceans Day, with the focus this year on plastic pollution.
Many parts of the world's oceans are drowning in plastic. Plastic bottles, straws, bags, and more. In fact, about 8 million tons of plastic end up in the ocean every year. Pierre Cousteau, the son of the late ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau, says the oceans need more protection zones.
We can associate the ocean to a sick person or someone who's injured themselves. When you injure yourself, you rest, and that's how you heal.
Cousteau's working with Greece to clean up plastic fishing gear that's killing fish. More than 600 tons of it are lost or dumped into the world's oceans annually. The conservation group WWF says today is a day to celebrate the importance of our oceans. So dive on in. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stocks overseas have been down today. Dow futures are down 85 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man was hurt in early morning shooting yesterday. The victim said he was in a car near Lincoln Avenue when a vehicle pulled up to him and someone inside fired two shots. We could see changes in hunting regulations applying to deer hunters. The changes would affect Champaign, Macon, Piatt, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. The State Department of Natural Resources is hosting public meetings next week to talk about the possible changes for archery hunting rules. The state is hoping to boost the deer population in the area. The meeting in Champaign is on June 12th in the Forbes Natural History Building at the University of Illinois at 5 p.m. Road closures to tell you about. Weather permitting, Green Street from Goodwin Avenue to Lincoln Avenue will be closed to through traffic for hot mix asphalt resurfacing tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Lane closures at the Green Street and Lincoln Avenue intersection also can be expected. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
ESPN 93.5 with our weather forecast. Looking warm today. We do have a shot at some showers. That chance of rain at 40%. We've got a high 90 expected and 68 our low tonight. 40% chance of thunderstorms. Otherwise, some clouds tomorrow with a high 88, low 68. Sunny on Sunday, and then a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high 87, low 67. Fair condition, 69 now. ESPN 93.5. Stevie's live in Marion right now. There we go. And we're having some technical difficulties. You're clipping out on me, Stevie. I can tell you about the Welch's Fruit Snacks working with us. ProCamps Worldwide has kids from grades 1 through 8 giving these kids a chance to have this opportunity to be on the baseball diamond with Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez. Will be awesome on July 19th. You can visit our website for all the details. We're pulling a winner on Friday, June 22nd. Again, grades 1 through 8 have a chance to win this summer camp experience and interact with Javier Baez. Go to ESPNCU.com. Now I hear you, Stevie.
You hear me now.
And he's clipping out again. Okay, now I hear you again. Try again.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Mobile studio. We're good. Okay. Yeah, I'm coming in all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, June 8th. It's Friday. Live in Marion, Illinois. I moved. What I did studios, and I think it took over my what happened. So now I'm walking outside.
So I think since you're clipping out so much, I'm going to go ahead and hit the commercials, and we'll be right back on ESPN 93.5. It's 8:08.
Small business owners know that running a small business is big business. Your dream thrives because of your dedication and commitment. Whether you're considering retirement, need a loan to expand, or want to make the most of your money through cash management solutions, Busey's got your backing and will partner with you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Diane, can you hear me?
I can.
Are you there?
Yeah.
everything. So when you were growing up in Alsip, Illinois, Alma, and you were 11 years old and you saw a kitty in a tree, you would want to help that kitty.
Yes.
Okay, you passed the test. She passed the test. That's a good heart. So you truly do, but it can be a very hard business.
Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with people, like you said, that they're not, you know, having the best of days, or other people that just don't want to see you or talk to you at all whatsoever.
But you could walk into a situation that's life-threatening for you.
Yes.
Every day is different, but could be dangerous.
Yeah, and my mom still has, you know, she doesn't like that portion of my job, but for me, every day, you got to think about, you want to be home at the end of the day with your family and friends. Officer safety is number one. They teach you that from day one at the academy. So just being in that mindset of always, you know, watching your back, watching your partner's back, and being safe, and using the things in your belt and in your head to keep that.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
All right, I know
Do we have Byron Franklin on?
Actually, it's Eben Brown.
Eben Brown, we get to talk a little bit about Mars today. Eben, how are you, my friend? Fox News Radio ace when it comes to anything space. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm great. We've got the whole Mars story. What did I learn, Eben? What did I learn?
Well, a very cool thing yesterday. NASA came forward with some discoveries that the Curiosity rover had made. That's, by the way, has been operating now for 6 years on Mars. What it discovered was that Mars has a supply of organic matter, the building blocks of life. So that means oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, carbon, those kinds of things. All the stuff that is necessary for life as we know it to form and sustain on a planet. So that is a pretty big discovery. Now, we haven't discovered life. We don't know if we will, but it suggests that perhaps maybe life existed at one point on Mars, and that goes to show once again that the conditions and materials of life are not necessarily peculiar to planet Earth, that life could exist elsewhere, because we are finding evidence of the conditions and the necessary resources that life forms in and life sustains in.
Still no air to be reported, correct?
Not breathable air as we know it. That's one of the conditions that we have not found on Mars. But other things like evidence that at one point Mars had liquid water pooling on its surface, meaning oceans. It goes to show that again, conditions of life could exist elsewhere. And at one point, perhaps maybe Mars had a different atmosphere that could retain the oxygen-nitrogen combine that we so breathe in abundance here on Earth.
Okay, so now what do I do? What do I do with this information?
Well, you go, wow, that's really what you do. But for practicality,
wow.
I mean, look, you can do the study of did life exist somewhere else, will it exist somewhere else. But for a planet like Mars, which is obviously the closest planet to Earth, it's a pretty big discovery because, one, it just goes to show that life can be present somewhere else on nearby normal or similar conditions, because Earth and Mars are actually quite similar. In the galactic terms of things. But it's also good to know, because if we ever go somewhere else and there's a supply of oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, all that kind of stuff, we can make use of that for a number of different things. We could plant food. We could, power things with it and whatnot. So it's good to know that these elements and chemicals exist elsewhere, because we need them to live and to survive. And if it's somewhere else, we can go to that somewhere else and maybe don't necessarily have to pack all of it ourselves.
I kind of got fired up about helium-3 on the moon that could power most of the Earth, but we still haven't gone and gotten a dump truck full and brought it back yet. So I'm still waiting on figuring out how to drive to Mars in a day and a half versus a year and a half. So we'll work
on
those
things,
Evan.
I'm trying to figure out a way
to
market the moon water that we found, you know, to sell it and, you know, have all these, you know, other frou-frou water brands get tossed to the curb as my moon water
makes
$1 million a day. You know,
that's our ticket, Evan, moon water. We got it, baby. We got it. Hey, thanks, buddy. Always
naturally
a pleasure.
Alkaline and all that stuff, yeah.
Thanks. Evan Brown, Fox News Radio down in Miami. Yeah, a lot of cool things you discovered on Mars. I think it's cool, and it is kind of wow.
Uh-huh.
I'm still not sure what to do with it. I can't get there. I can't breathe there.
Right.
You know, and plus, if I want to be on Mars, why don't I just go to Anchorage in January? I mean, it's just really cold, man. It's too far from the sun. Let's check your morning sports, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll begin with our Redbird recap. The Cardinals win yesterday, beating Miami 4-1, and we've got a series starting up here on ESPN 93.5, taking on the Cincinnati Reds, 6:10 first pitch. Right now, let's get your Redbird recap at 8:15.
John, the long ball, and Michaelis, that's a good combination.
Well, let's start with the first home run by Martinez.
And here's the 2-1 pitch for Jose. Swinging a long one. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, get up, baby. A little more. Yes, sir. 2-run home run, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. Martinez with his 6th home run of the year, and that drives home Van. And the second one?
The pitch on the way. A swing and a drive left field. Hit deep. Back to the wall. A dunner. A pinch hit home run for Luke Voit. The Cardinals have a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the 7th. And Luke Voit with the pinch hit. He put the cap on a 4-1 Redbird winner. Michaelis is 7-1 now, and Bud Norris picked up the save.
His 12th of the year, as we're on the air today at 5:15.
Sounds good. Cubs win yesterday 4-3 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Now they've got a series starting up with a day game heard on US 105.9, and it's against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So listen in tonight or today and throughout the weekend. We also had Minnesota over Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 7-2. The Washington Capitals get the Stanley Cup with their win over the Vegas Golden Knights. That final was 4-3 last night. Fun to see the guys lifting that Lord Stanley Cup so shiny and bright on the ice rink over their heads. Now we have an NBA Finals tonight, and the Golden State Warriors are up 3-0 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also trending in our area is the fact that Greg Bogdan, at 6'9", is transferring out of Illinois. 4 returning scholarship players from last season will be on the court, but we have kind of a hole in the middle. Also, we're seeing if Justify can compete with American Pharoah as far as the horse racing in 2015 and that quest for the Triple Crown. Belmont Stakes are happening this weekend. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
I don't know, maybe it's me. I have a hard time getting fired up about the Triple Crown anymore.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's a big event, and I'm just fading since Secretariat, so.
Okay. What was that, 70s?
I don't know. It's 70s, yeah, Secretariat, early 70s. And then they made a movie, which is quite good, with Diane Lane, actually.
So that's
all I got on your horse racing. Still kind of popular, though. Okay, ESPN 93.5. I think the weekend looks very summer-like, does it not? ESPN 93.5. What do we look like for the weekend?
Yeah, a high 90 expected today. It's overcast this morning, and we do have a 30% chance of rain in the forecast. 68 our low tonight with another 40% shot at showers. 40% chance of rain coming into Saturday, high 88, low 68. 50% chance of rain on Sunday with a high 87, low 67. We're currently at 70. I know this could affect what happens for Uncorked Urbana, which is happening at Meadowbrook Park between 3 and 10 tomorrow. Paris with the Urbana Business Association will give us more details inside the next 5 or 10 minutes here on ESPN 93.5.
And we've got our Counting Crows giveaway. We'll do that coming up next as well. Stand by.
It is 8:19, and again, the temperature is at 70. ESPN 93.5. We'll look at your Fox Business Minute here at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Deutsche Bank is said to be considering merging with another German financial institution, Commerzbank. Reports this morning say Deutsche Bank's chairman, Paul Achleitner, is speaking with investors and government officials about the potential tie-up, but there have been no formal talks yet. Walmart is suing its former chief tax officer to keep her from going to work for Amazon. Walmart spokesman Randy Hargrove tells the New York Post the executive, Lisa Wadlin, had a non-compete clause that prohibited her from working for competitors with revenue in excess of $7 billion for 2 years after leaving the company. Philip Morris is raising its quarterly dividend to $1.14 a share from $1.07. In a statement, Philip Morris mentions the potential of its smoke-free products. The Dow was up 95 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 54. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, Paris. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
It's great. How's the market in the square?
Market's going well, but I'm here to talk about Uncork.
I know it, but I wanted to ask you about Market in the Square. We love going there. It's so fun. Okay, so Uncorked is what? What's happening?
Okay, so Uncork Urbana Wine Festival is going to be tomorrow, and it's from 3 to 10 at Meadowbrook Park on the Race Street side.
What do we do?
Well, we have several wineries from around the state of Illinois that are going to be there, so it's $15 to get in. And if you pre-register, you can pre-register till midnight tonight. You'll get two additional tasting tickets. So you get a souvenir wine glass, your tasting tickets, and you go in and taste different wines. You can also purchase the wine by the glass or by the bottle. So the bottle's nice because you can also sit around and listen to the live music that we will have during the festival.
Fantastic. You know what? My triplets just turned 21, so we actually did a wine tasting yesterday here in Marion, Illinois, and that's pretty cool, pretty amazing, and wine is so good, and there is a difference in good and bad wine, and you're going to have a bunch of good wine there at Meadowbrook tomorrow. So again, the hours, what's the process, what kind of crowd do you expect, some of the other things?
Well, it goes from 3 to 10 in Meadowbrook Park. We also do have live cooking demonstrations. Dish Passionate Cuisine will be out there giving demos and samples. We have some really great food vendors. Piatto will be out there, as well as Baldarotas, Porchetta, and Sicilian Sausage. We have some great stuff going on, and it's in the park, and it's family-friendly, so you can also bring the kids with you.
What the heck's wrong with all that, man?
I
can't find a flaw in the whole darn plan.
Exactly. Well, the weather, though.
The weather's going to be awesome.
Okay.
I have been watching the weather hourly for days now, and there's like a slight chance in the afternoon that for like maybe 5 minutes it'll rain.
Okay, well, let's say it does happen, though. We have a plan B, and we can keep up on social media.
Yeah, exactly. If for some reason it completely changes and it just downpours, our backup plan is to be in Lincoln Square. But like she said, we can, be on social media and we'll give you all those updates. And so it's Uncork Urbana Wine Festival on Facebook.
All right.
Come on. It sounds like a wonderful event. I hope it goes tremendously well for you. And let's keep the rain away from 3 to 10. Come on.
Exactly. Thank you.
I love all the bands that you have, too. I see Love Sign, Andy Moban, and Just Peachy is involved.
Yeah. So they'll be performing live, and performances go from 3 to 10, so there'll be live music the entire time.
Well, did you mention Malderota's Porkette Sicilian Sausage?
I did.
You have kind of an inside
scoop. You know,
there.
A little something there. Yeah, so Malderota's Porchetta and Sicilian Sausage will be out there. And so what we do are sandwiches, porchetta and sausage, and they're all original recipes, handmade and stuffed and prepared from scratch. So.
And this is you and your husband's business?
Yep, my husband, Jordan Malderota.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to
Yum.
It. Again, tomorrow, 3 to 10, Meadowbrook Park on the Ray Street side.
Correct. And just look for a big white barn.
Awesome.
And lots of signs. Oh, and one thing really quick. There's okay. parking. There's parking right by the park, but there's also parking at Stone Creek Church on the corner of Race and Windsor.
I see that now at UrbanaBusiness.com.
Yep.
Thank you, Barris.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Back to you, Stevie.
ESPN.
And Marion.
All right, ESPN 93.5, you want a chance to win Counting Crows tickets. We have 4 tickets right now for tickets to the September 5th, 25th anniversary tour. Counting Crows, State Farm Center, tickets on sale, 866-ILLINI-1. Go to State Farm Center, get your tickets, or win my last final 4 tickets. 25th texter, 359-2255, to text in the number 25, as in 25, wins the Counting Crow tickets. Good luck to you. Let's go text right now, 359-2255, 25th text. Good luck.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville Apparel and Nike Apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street, with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of 4 select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of 4 Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo are coming to the Virginia Theater on Friday, June 15th. You could win tickets in the morning show on ESPN 93.5 from Stevie J and I. Make sure you tap into our phone line at 359-2255 and get ready to win. Tickets are on sale now at thevirginia.org with Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo. A very intimate acoustic evening.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump on his way to the G7 summit in Canada before departing, extending condolences to the family of a celebrity chef who's apparently taken his own life.
I was very shocked when I woke up this morning. Anthony Bourdain is dead. And I enjoyed his show. He was quite a character, I will say. But so I just want to extend my condolences and also to the family of Kate Spade.
The fashion designer died Tuesday, an apparent suicide. Now, many allies at the G7 summit are furious over tariffs the president's imposed.
Critics have now taken a call on the summit, the G6 plus Trumpers, G6 plus one. The tariffs reportedly prompted an unpleasant phone exchange with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Fox's Mike Tobin, the mom of the so-called affluenza teen back in jail in Texas after a positive drug test. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Manicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Parents have been learning about videos on YouTube showing violent fights between Urbana middle school students. WCIA says the school district and police are aware of the videos, and the superintendent says he's aware of four incidents. Faculty is seen breaking up the fights in the video. Road closures to tell you about. Weather permitting, Green Street from Goodwin Avenue to Lincoln Avenue will be closed to through traffic for hot mix asphalt resurfacing tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Lane closures at the Green Street and Lincoln Avenue intersection also can be expected for the hot mix asphalt resurfacing. If you have a Facebook account, it is possible that posts you made that you thought were private were actually shared with the public. Facebook announced on Thursday that as many as 14 million users had their privacy settings changed by a bug. Status updates intended to be posted privately among friends were open to anyone in the public to see. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
ESPN 93.5, we have a Counting Crows winner, do we?
Yes, we
John
do.
The long ball and Michael.
I know what happened there. I do that all the time. Who do we got, Diane?
Chad from Covington, Indiana. Hi, Chad.
Hi.
Chad, you win, bud.
Thank you. That's great.
What the heck? You live in Covington?
Yep.
So what, you just drive and listen to the show? Is that what happens?
I work over at the university.
Attaboy. We love the beef house over there, and we love Covington, Indiana. Hey, I really appreciate you listening. You enjoy Counting Crows September 5th, buddy. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, thank you.
Awesome.
Live from Marion, Illinois, I'm Stevie J. You just let me know when we get Byron on. I want to talk to this guy. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got partly cloudy conditions and a 40% chance of rain. Today's high 90, down to around 68 this evening. Tomorrow's high at 88, down to 68. 40% chance of rain by day, 30% shot at showers into the evening. And then we have a 50% chance of thunderstorms back in the forecast Sunday. High 87, low 66. Right now the temperature's at 72. ESPN 93.5.
Friday, I'm live in Marion. It's Miss Illinois, Miss America, and Miss Teen Miss America will be tonight. Then the finals tomorrow night for the Miss, and whoever's chosen tomorrow night will go on to Miss America in September in Atlantic City. And my daughter Grace is competing. We'll see if she can make top 10 tomorrow night. This is the state pageant. A lot of terrific kids, a lot of talent, a lot of really, really solid people, as you would expect at a state pageant. Anyway, if you're interested, you can go to MissIllinois.org. MissIllinois.org if you have any interest. The largest scholarship for women in the world is the Miss America organization, and they hand out millions and millions of scholarships, and they have for many, many years. Started many years ago, 100 and some years ago, I think, in Atlantic City on the boardwalk, I believe. And for the first time this September, there will not be a lifestyle and fitness section, a.k.a. the swimsuit. That goes away to the relief, I know, of my daughter. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think there's actually a lot of pageant contestants that wanted to keep it. Maybe it was, I think it's going to open up the pageant. I think it's going to open up to a lot more people, which I think is a good thing. You're looking for a really substantive person, I think, to be Miss America. Obviously, you want to be in shape, and obviously, you know, looks are going to always matter in life, and you certainly want to present yourself the best you can, and it's the emphasis is going to go heavily, even more heavily, on talent and interview, so it's more substantive, and I think it's a good move. I do. So we'll see what happens as they move down that road and truly distinguish themselves
is a very different pageant system, truly. And even not even an evening gown, it's kind of an outfit of your choice, is kind of how they phrased it. So it'll be interesting, the evolution. Gretchen Carlson, former Fox News anchor, who I've talked to before when she came out with her book a couple of years ago. I like Gretchen Carlson. I think she's a woman of substance and a good person. So I think it'll be interesting, and I'm looking forward to the evolution of the Miss America organization, where the focus will be more on content and quality, not so much on the beauty part of it, which, again, I still think you ought to be in shape, and I don't know how they're going to gauge that, because it's good for humans to be in shape, boy and girl, and to get up and move around a little bit, because as we've talked many, many times, we kind of have a fitness issue in the country as far as our overweight nature. We have 71% of the country not at our weight that we ought to be at, and certainly 40% obese of the country leads to many more health problems. Diabetes, one of them, cancer. I mean, they're linking sugar to a whole bunch, as we get on our Sugar Buster thing on Wednesdays with Warren Honeycutt. So anyway, we're here live in Marion, Illinois. But back with you live in studio on Monday. Next week, we do have the Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo tickets giveaway. Also, 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be broadcasting at Value Check, Glen Park Drive in Champaign. This is a grocery store, part of the County Market family. And I've been very, very impressed with Value Check. 8-foot aisles, carpeted floors, milk for 94 cents all the time. And in 2 weeks, when we're broadcasting from Value Check, that morning between 7 and 9, I'm going to be selling milk for a dime. I'll sell a gallon of milk to you for 10 cents and a dozen eggs for 10 cents while supplies last that morning. You can buy 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for a dollar when I'm live on the air for 2 hours, 7 to 9 a.m., 2 weeks from today. Heck of an opportunity. Obviously, we want to get you into Value Check, let you look around. But I like it. I think it's a pretty good shopping experience, and I think it's comparable to the Aldi and Rulers of the world as far as what the bottom line ticket's going to be when you're done. Grocery shopping can be so expensive. It's crazy. Okay, we have Byron on the phone.
Good morning.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, pastor, CEO, retired NFL player, written a book called Men Are Finders, Women Are Choosers, Your Biblical Guide to Discovering Divine Relationships, Byron Franklin, former NFL star in the 80s with the Bills and the Seahawks. Byron, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Talk about your book. What do you mean, Men Are Finders, Women Are Choosers?
Well, as it relates to the process that's available for men and women, of course, everything that I've done has been put in a biblical perspective. So the Bible says that whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain the favor of the Lord. So from that perspective, men are the finders using criteria that are established in the Bible itself. And also with women, you look in Proverbs 31, it's which I drew the title of the book. In Proverbs 31, there are three texts that talks about the virtuous woman's husband. And those three are most of the time overlooked. They're so focused on looking at the areas of what it labels as the virtuous woman. The three areas that talks about her husband really gives you a snapshot of just how she chose her husband. So I used those two and put them together and built the whole process after having gone through the process of growing and developing in my own personal life.
Well, I think it's great. I know millennials are waiting longer to get married. What's your take on why?
Well, I think there's several reasons why. Number one, I believe that because millennials are exposed to so much in life today, much more than we were when we were growing up, they see all of life in real time. They're seeing the good of life, but unfortunately, they're seeing some of the not-so-good things in life, which would cause many to just kind of take their time. And it's a good thing to take your time to get into a serious commitment like marriage. But here's one thing that I've discovered in the process of ministry and doing the things that I do. They're taking their time and they're waiting, but they're waiting for the wrong reasons. They're waiting for financial success, and that's a good thing. They're waiting for using the opportunity to experience more of life and travel, and that's a good thing. And they're waiting for personal success in all areas to establish themselves, but they're not working on themselves personally from an interior standpoint or inside. They're working on the outsides, but you and I know that really the truth of the matter is you are who you are from inside out, not outside in. So the first question that needs to be dealt with and addressed as it relates to their lives is, am I ready? Am I really ready to share my life? Am I ready to enter into this relationship and share my life and more than just share my things, but share me, the person that I am? And in many cases, most people haven't asked that question because they're asking the other first question, which the other first question is, who is my mate, when they're not dealing with the first question of, who am I?
Byron, last question. With the death of Kate Spade and now Anthony Bourdain this morning, both by suicide, how do we tell people that there's hope in Jesus Christ, there's hope in Christianity without taking your life? Try God. I mean, it's such a sad deal that we're seeing, even with people that supposedly have it all.
I tell you, it's a perfect example of life and the exterior of life not really allowing you to fulfill your purpose and plan and feel the comfort of knowing who you are and establishing the fact that you have a strong purpose in life. You can have those things. Even in my experience of being in the NFL, I discovered that those exterior things were great, but there was still something lacking. And when you don't have a relationship, we were designed to have a relationship with the Lord. And for us, if we don't use that position and relationship correctly, there's a void in our lives. And you can't fill it with money. You can't fill it with success. It's a connection that we were created to have. And boy, I tell you, not dealing with those personal issues of finding out your purpose and establishing that can leave a void that it can really end up in some hard situations. And I really pray for the family members and surrounding them, because it's hard to understand that when you've never had success. Of course, many times you're thinking, boy, if I could just make more money, or if I could just be well known, then that will give me fulfillment in life. But the truth of the matter is, fulfillment comes through that connection and relationship. And that's the one thing that we have to understand if we want to ever get completely filled.
Byron, I hope we can chat again. Well said. Really a pleasure. And people can buy your book, I'm sure, Men Are Finders, Women Are Choosers. Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and also ByronPFranklin.com, and it'll give you direction as to how to get it.
Byron, and is it P as in Paul?
Byron, P as in Paul, Franklin.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Thanks for your help.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Byron Franklin, ESPN 93.5, pastor and retired NFL player. Played in the 80s with the Buffalo Bills and Seattle Seahawks. Good stuff. Okay, I'm Stevie J. Break. Want to do sports or take a break?
Well, I was just going to add, I think it's interesting, this median age and how it's gone so far up, and it kind of applies to us with our kids, that it used to be that it was 23, the age for men when they got married, and that's bumped up to 29 now, the average age for men. And in 1970, 20 was the age for women to get married. And now in 2017, statistics say 27 years old for the average bride. I think it's good.
Well, it's interesting. I guess it's good. I think that, it's good. The bottom line is you wait till you find the person that you're totally compatible with and feel the best about from the standpoint of a really long-term relationship. And it's difficult, and I think you hopefully as you grow older you get a little wiser. But, yeah, I know it's getting older, and I think it's okay. I think that, if you having children a little later in life can be a little more difficult from the standpoint of, I think women, again, a little older women might be a little harder
just for your biological clock and stuff, but a lot of women having babies in their 30s. But no, it's just you got to find the person, and I think some of his principles, your biblical guide to discovering divine relationships. It's Byron Franklin, and again, men are finders, women are choosers. Okay, want to do a break? We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines, Diane DC.
What's trending around Illinois is why is Greg Aboygabin at 6'9", the forward, transferring out of Illinois? There's four returning scholarship players for our Illini basketball team, but that 6'9" forward will leave a gap in the middle. Dang it!
Yeah, I don't know, and I think it's kind of odd timing. And I don't know, we got some talented kids coming in, but can they step in and be that good that early? It's a process, but hopefully Brad Underwood now has his team. It's his guys, his team, and hopefully they'll be willing to do what he wants them to do to be successful.
Speaking of basketball, we've got the NBA Finals tonight. Warriors have a 3-0 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Last night, the Washington Capitals win the Stanley Cup. 4-3 was the final over the Vegas Golden Knights to take that series 4-1. We had Pittsburgh beat that series against the Cubs. We'll start at 1:20 on US 105.9. The Cubs wrapped up a series against Philadelphia, 4-3 winners. Anthony Rizzo with some big hits yesterday. And St. Louis came out with a victory, 4-1 over Miami. They're starting a series up against the Cincinnati Reds. And finally, Justify will go for the Triple Crown. Just so you know what's going on tomorrow, it's the Belmont Stakes. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yep, and I'll be looking forward to hearing what Jeremy Warner has to say about Greg Aboygabin. Very athletic. I thought had a real bright future and looked to be a guy that had really bought into the system. So I don't know. Hate to lose him because, again, rim protector, I think, is what Brad Underwood says, and I'm not sure I have one. I got some young guys I know that are very good at basketball, but it sounds like we're going to have to be small and quick and tough and after it and in your face. You don't need a massive person inside. You just need somebody to stop people from going to the basket and block some shots occasionally. So, anyway, we'll see. You just got to hang in there with them. Heck, it won't be long. What is it now? This is June 8th. So you got, what, a month and 3 weeks, 7 weeks or so till Fighting Illini football reports.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? In August, we're going to start getting the pads on and playing some football again. That's amazing how quickly that's gone. Okay, let's get some weather. ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane, we're looking like it's a summer weekend in Champaign-Urbana.
It's true. We've got a high 90 expected today. The chance of showers at 40%. We've got a low around 68 this evening. 40% shot at scattered showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 88, low 68, 40% chance of rain in the forecast. That bumps up to a 50% shot at showers on Sunday. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 87, low 67, 72 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, be interesting to see what happens at the G7. That's the summit that President Trump will be attending. His friends are mad. He wants Russia back in the G7. So the bottom line is it's very difficult to predict this president not getting along with the Canadian Prime Minister and the President of France right now. So, but again, think about it. If it's not a great deal, think if you impose these taxes and tariffs, that means that you're going to have to manufacture those things on your own dime in your own country. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, from the standpoint of, you know, being able to manufacture things like the steel industry. That's going to bring back the steel mills and the steel company. You want America to make your own stuff. Plus, won't it benefit American workers? It's going to certainly hit some of your allies, but you're going to improve your guys here. Men and women in America will be able to manufacture things we haven't been able to do because we've been at such a competitive disadvantage. And if there's an imbalance, why is that? Why should we have billions of dollars of imbalance in trade? Can't we get closer to zero? Why must we pay for the restaurant check every time? So I think when you're talking about, you know, rustling it up, this president is doing that. maybe it's a good thing to help Americans get better jobs, get more jobs, bring back some of the industries that have gone away. I'm all for helping people in this country have good paying jobs, and maybe that'll lead to it. But the bottom line is Donald Trump's not afraid to do it, and he ticks off a lot of people quite often. So sure is interesting to watch. Well, okay, I guess that's going to kind of do it. We're going to be back on Monday in studio. And if you are interested in following what happens at Miss Illinois, Miss America, you can go to MissIllinois.org. All the information about what they do and who they are, it's all right there. And we will look forward to seeing and talking with everybody next week. It's been an odd kind of a remote broadcast because I am literally in the vestibule that we couldn't think of the term yesterday. And I can't move 10 feet. Otherwise, it's a weird deal, atmospheric or something today with our connection. But got her done. Got her done. So go Cubs today, Pittsburgh and Wrigley. Uh-huh. Go Cardinals at Cincinnati. Cardinals have won like 9 straight against the Reds. I don't know if you can beat them every time. But it's been good. Can they keep it going? And I think the NBA might, Cleveland might take it back to Golden State, possible. It might end tonight. It's it just 1-4, if you look at it that way. LeBron against a crazy good Golden State team. Diane, thanks for all your help. We really appreciate it. We'll be back Monday. I'm Stevie J. Live in Marion, Illinois. Have a blessed weekend.
Enjoy your weekend, Stevie J., and thanks for being on ESPN 93.5, 854.
Come celebrate the longest day of the